Good morning, church. You know what's nice about being under the second covenant? Is that before we can come to God in spirit and in truth, we have to be able to cleanse ourselves. And in the first covenant, it was sort of a messy ordeal. It was a blood sacrifice. But now we can simply come to Him and say, God, you know what? I've messed up. You know what I've did this week. I'm sorry. I repent of it. Wash me, cleanse me in the blood of Jesus, and He takes care of it. And that's when we can come to Him in spirit and in truth. That's what Jesus was talking about. So let's stand, let's open up in prayer, and let's get to the singing here. Father, we thank You once again that we can come to You. And the Father, we're going to come straight to Your throne room here this morning, boldly, not timidly, boldly, because that's what You've told us. You've invited us, and we're going to come. So, Father, now as we come to You in spirit and in truth, we just ask that let us be able to praise and worship You unrestricted. Let the songs just simply and the words flow out of our mouths here this morning. And, Father, just help us to have a praise and worship session here this morning that is just unbelievable like we've never had before. And we thank You for this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, His grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, His grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs, according to His riches in glory. He will give His angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, His grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, His grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs, according to His riches in glory. He will give His angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, His grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, His grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs, according to His riches and glory. He will give His angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me.
Amen.
They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out His word. They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out His word. His voice before His army. The Lord utters His voice before His army. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on God's holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm. Rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out His word. They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out His word. The Lord utters His voice. born is on me. The Lord utters his voice before his army. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on God's holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm. Sound the alarm. Sound the alarm.
Amen.
So I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord.
Amen.
It says in Romans chapter 5 that, you know, God loved us when we're not really worthy or, you know, lovable. He still loved us. And the word redeemed means that you take something that's not really worth a whole lot and you turn it around and you exchange it for something. So, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We have been exchanged. God did do something for us on the cross. And we can say then, praise God.
I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got love like an ocean, I've got love like an ocean, I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got love like an ocean, I've got love like an ocean, I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain in my soul.
I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul.
Hallelujah.
You look at those pictures of a river and a fountain and an ocean. They all have this never-ending supply. That's what it's talking about. God gives us that never-ending supply of peace, joy, and love.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, of this life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by,
not just yet.
You have turned my morning into dancing for me. You have put off my sackcloth. Have turned my mourning into dancing for me, and girded me with gladness. To the end my glory may sing praises to you, and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto you forever. You have turned my mourning into dancing for me. You have put off my sackcloth. You have turned my mourning into dancing for me, and girded me with gladness. To the end my glory may sing praises to you, and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto you forever. You have turned my mourning into dancing for me. You have put off my sackcloth. You have turned my mourning into dancing for me, and girded me with gladness. To the end my glory may sing praises to you, and not be silent. Oh Lord. unto you forever.
Amen.
Simple song.
Thank you, Jesus.
Words are sweet.
Oh, how He loves you and me. Oh, how He loves you and me. Me.
God has a sense of humor. You look at this song, it's talking about two instances about where God sent and he used a dove. The dove is usually white. It's a symbolic of purity. And in the last verse, you know, it was talking about Jesus as he's baptized. He goes down into the water. He comes up and the Holy Spirit descends down upon him in the form of a dove. The Father speaks from heaven and says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." You know? But God also has, I believe, a sense of humor. If you think about Elijah when he went out into the desert, he wasn't fed by a dove. He was fed by what we would consider or call nowadays the bird of death, a raven. All right? They're supposed to be, you know, this mystical, it's, you know, they show up when it's your time to die. And it wasn't Elijah's time to die, it was his time to live. And he lived day after day after day as God brought him what he needed through these birds that people would look at and say, "These are birds of death." So God, I believe, has a little sense of humor. On the wings of a snow-white dove.
Are you able, say, to be crucified with me? Yea, the sturdy dreamers answered, to the death we follow thee. Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remold them, like the divine. Forgive the souls who wrong you, who would make your striving vain. Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remold them, make us like the divine. Thy guiding radiance above us shall be a beacon to God, to faith and loyalty. Are you able still, the Master whispers down eternity, and heroic spirits answer, now as then in Galilee.
Are you able?
Yes, Lord.
There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee. Peace be still. In all life's ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. All my life was wrecked by sin and strife. Discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Feasting on the riches of His grace, resting beneath the sheltering wing, always looking on His smiling face, that is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Though sometimes it leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see His footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing. Starry sky, I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown. I shall reign with Him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I ask You to have it Your way today. I need Your help as I pray, Lord. O Lord, how great thou art. How great thou art. It's wonderful, Lord, to come into your presence with singing and to enter your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. And proclaim that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is He to be praised. Hallelujah. Great is our God, and greatly is He to be praised. And He alone is worthy of all praise and honor and glory. He alone is worthy. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a glorious day today and a day of victory. Lord, you told us in your word on Psalms 133:1, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like that precious ointment that falls upon the head, as it fell on Aaron's head and down to his skirt. How good it is and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless you, we thank you. And in Philippians 2:1, it says, if there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercy, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, be one of one accord and one mind. Hallelujah. Let nothing be done in strife and vain glory. Oh, hallelujah. Nothing be done in strife and glory. Oh, hallelujah, and in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other more than themselves. Look not any man on the things, look every man on the things of others and not things of his own. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, for being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, and made himself of no reputation, taking upon himself the form of a servant. He became in the likeness of men. Hallelujah. And being in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Hallelujah. Oh, what a sacrifice. What a love. Oh, what a wonderful gift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God high exalted him and he gave him a name that is above every name. That in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, on things in heaven, things on earth, and things below the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And this day we want to celebrate, Jesus celebrate. We're going to rejoice in the Lord and the power of His might. Oh, let the excitement rise, we pray, in this body. Stir up each and every one of us today. Oh, hallelujah. Let us come into His presence with singing. Oh, let us lift up holy hands. Let us shout hallelujah. For He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. And He is Lord. And He wants to raise each and every one of us today, hallelujah, into higher planes. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. God, who is rich in love, boy, His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, He quickened us together with Christ. For by grace we are saved. And He raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, let us let us not think of ourselves unworthy or anything. God gave his life for us. We are precious in his sight. Oh, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we may show forth praises to him that called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for moving in the midst of us mightily today. Thank you, Lord, for a resurrection, we pray. Thank you for reviving us. Oh, thank you for strengthening us with all might, we pray, according to your glorious power. And we thank you and praise you today for victory. Oh, Lord, we pray for the anointing upon the pastor. He will bring the message to us. Oh, give him freedom to preach. Let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Your grace is sufficient for us. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Oh, thank you, Lord. Bring your tithes into the storehouse that he might be meet in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. Hallelujah. And God means what he says. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's a provider. And as we give to the work of the Lord, he will multiply our finances. Oh, and we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Your grace is sufficient for us. Thank you, Father, for blessings, blessing this offering that we are about to receive. Let it be used appropriately. Let it be multiplied, we pray, Father, many times. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for touching us in such a mighty way today. We pray that you give, O Lord, the anointing on everyone that gives a testimony today, and your name be glorified. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Got any testimonies this morning? Monica.
Okay, well, this testimony is for God's goodness to me specifically. And for the last couple of months at least, I have been so blessed during the song service. So absolutely blessed. It's beyond belief. And so I just wanted to tell you that during every song service, I have felt this electricity going through my body at least once, and it's been so wonderful. So I don't know exactly what it all means, but I know that God is doing a work in me, whatever it is now. I'll just take it all. I don't mind. So anyway, that's my testimony to my Heavenly Father.
And the reason I'm here is because I encouraged her. I told her that she should share this with everyone. And because I think we should be encouraged to enter into that kind of worship. And I believe that the Lord would have this for everyone here. And the reason I brought this paper up here is as I just got excited when we were talking, and I thought of several scriptures. And I'm sure that everyone in here has a lot of scriptures about praise that they could share too, because we understand the benefit of praise. But I was just going to share these few little things and how, first of all, we have to enter into we have to worship Jesus in spirit and in truth. This is something that we talk about a lot. And that means we have a spirit. That's a real person, and it's alive after we get born again. It's not dead. And that live spirit communes with God. It has the ability to commune with God that animals don't have. And so let's not just worship God with our body and our minds and our emotions. Let's also worship him in our spirit. And I believe that's what's happening with Monica. And then I got this scripture, 1 Corinthians 14:15 says, "What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also." So those are the two kinds of ways that we pray. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. And then Philippians 3:3 says, "For we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh." Amen. And I think some of us have experienced going to churches where they just try really hard to encourage spiritual worship. These are kind of Pentecostal type churches. And they pump up the people and they sing the same song over and over and over again. And they're trying to get into spiritual worship. And maybe sometimes it works with some people, but we don't want to have confidence in our flesh. We want to have confidence in our spirit. And then Psalm 33:1 talks about that it is comely. I'm going to read that. "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous." We're righteous in Christ. "For praise is comely for the upright." And that means it's beneficial, it fits us, it suits us, and makes us beautiful. It's something that Christians do. And then it has some other benefits, gives us victory over our enemies, delivers us from all our fears. And then Psalm 16:11 talks about, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." And the way to enter into this is praise and worship. Mm-hmm. Worship in the spirit especially.
Okay, I had a brief testimony. It is, I believe we're in a recession right now. Is that true? Yeah. But I'm not in one. And I'm operating in God's economy. And I think it's beautiful to be in that position, to operate in his economy. And I'll tell you, I believe my guys that work for me, they're tired. Are you tired, Alfredo? Well, we'll see about how we can help tire you out next week. No. But we're working 6 days a week, and that is God's blessing. And I'm thankful for it. So I want to give him the glory. I had a little encounter at this Bible study that I go to on Fridays, and it was over the Bible. and all these different Bible versions. Because we go to the Bible study and there's, you know, six different versions of the Bible there, different people carrying different versions, you know. And so at my table, I told them I didn't care for these other versions. Of course, I used Pastor John's name for them, and it didn't go over too well. But I said to the guy, he's using the NIV Bastard Bible, okay? And so he says, I said, look up Hebrews 11:1. And Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's what the Bible says. But his version says, now, faith is being certain of what you hope for and sure of what you do not see. Doesn't mean the same thing. Anyway, it was feathers were a little ruffled, so I just let it go, you know. But I think it's important that we do not change the Word of God and that we stay in the Word that is true and close to the best interpretation that we can get in English. So, and then I heard two sermons this morning on the way in on faith, you know. And really, the scripture that I gave him, I was thinking about it, is, you know, the Christian life hangs on that scripture. Because to walk in faith is who we are. And without faith, we can't go nowhere. And so I'm interesting to see what the response is going to be next week. Because I'm going to ask the guy, what do you think? And the preaching that I heard this morning, the guys were right on, and they were saying that here it is in a nutshell: faith. We believe it before we have it, but we know that we have it because he is faithful to deliver it before we ever see it. And it's a lot more there than just being sure of what you hope for. That's not what the Word is saying. So, anyway, we all need to really get hold of that Hebrews 11:1. And see where it takes you. It's taken me higher, and I believe. I also heard part of the this guy's scripture was about Peter, when he fished all night, and Jesus came and said, "Did you get any meat?" And they said, "No, we fished all night. We got nothing." And so he told him to do what was contrary to what he wanted to do, and throw his nets down, and he did reap in a harvest that was greater than he'd ever imagined. And you know something? When I heard that guy preach that, I thought to myself, you know, God did the same thing with me. Now I know that this shop that he gave us is a tool to be used in God's kingdom. But Joe can testify to this. He's seen at the stuff that we looked at. And we thought, it's a lot of work. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is, he gave me more fish than I ever imagined I would get. Amen. And that's the truth. And it's beautiful. And it's beyond my, it was beyond my imagination what he was going to do. I thought it was going to be more work and not as good, but it's less work and it's way better. So that's the way God deals with his children. And anyway, I like to proclaim that because I want him to receive the glory. Because it's not mine, it's his. So, I am thankful. Okay, Bob.
This will be short. First of all, I want to welcome Arlene Kelly down there in Argentina, who's looking in today. I've known Arlene for about 12 years, thanks to the internet. She's one of the finest women I've ever known. Cancer survivor, 72 or 3, walking all over South America right now. Healthy, eating fresh vegetables. And when I first met you, Arlene, years ago, you were still in that Israel thing. As a matter of fact, she went over there when the Scuds were flying about that time in Israel because you're supposed to support Israel. And over time, back and forth with hundreds of thousands of words now over the internet, she came out of that picture. And so this past week, we've had a number of emails going back and forth, which I sent on to Pastor John and also to the genius in the sound booth there, Joe DiCarlo. And so Arlene says, I'll be watching today. So hi, babe. Welcome. Secondly, every time Thomas gets up here, I immediately see something to piggyback on what he has to say. And about 15 years ago in the other church, we had a guest, really nice lady, from one of our Herbalife distributors. And she came with a New International Version. And so John was preaching as he always does, line by line, right? And we're following along. And all at once he was very excited and distraught. And she said, well, that whole paragraph isn't in my Bible. You know, and we sort of looked smug, you know, like that. I said, right, and well, we told you so. Anyway, so that's that. Now, from a praise report, sometime back, lost the keys to the Volvo and a number of other things. And we couldn't find them. And we finally, actually sat down and prayed about it. Can you imagine that? To find them. And it's been gone quite a while now. But before we did that, we ran down to see about getting another Volvo key made. And to our utter shock, this simple Volvo key, if you go to the dealer, it's $52. We find one of the guys over with the little kiosk, it's still $45. We thought, what? You know, that's a week's groceries right now. So we made do. And a few nights ago, I had this dream. It was vivid, absolutely vivid. I opened a drawer, and there were the keys. I even got up and went in and opened that drawer, and they weren't there. I thought, man, what happened there? But this morning, just an hour or two ago, I put on this jacket. Forgot that warning about a couple months ago here. And I said, well, what's this? And there they were. So we can eat this week. We won't have to spend that. So praise the Lord. That prayer was so vivid. I mean, we were going to find the keys. There it was. So I guess that's it. What else did Thomas say? Oh, yeah. This is something I needed to let everybody know, particularly men that tend to be angry or more violent than women. And a long time ago, I went through deliverance at the other church. Kicking and screaming, by the way, so Terrace can tell you and John. Yeah, all the way. I was absolutely not going to do that because I was trained for years in mind control, and I used to give lectures on it. Even the term brainwashing was coined by a Dr. Myers, and we were familiar with him in those days. So it was no way on earth I was going to let my mind be opened up to Pastor John or anyone else But after a while, I did it, kicking and screaming, and I thought I was through deliverance. But even on all those years, I still had a smorgasbord type of an approach to it, because I tried forgiveness, and I forgave all the easy things. But I harbored two principal things. I said, never going to forgive them, see. And I'll tell you something. You don't win. You never get the full blessing. And it's only the last 6 to 7 or 8 weeks in my life that I was able to recognize the power of forgiveness. I've heard all the talks. I've heard it all. I used to listen to D. James Kennedy before we came to this church every week, and I heard all these things about that. And I said, yeah, forgive. But there's a couple of people that could forgive you. But I've started forgiving them, and I'm in the process. One, I'm pretty well good with, the one that stole from us. I'm pretty close to that. There's one more I'm still working on. But as I work on that, and I get closer and closer, when I say, I forgive you, I really know that I mean it, instead of just words on the ether. And as that's taken place, then things are beginning to improve for us radically. And also in light of what Thomas said, too. Remember in the Bible, there was a time when the people were starving, and what was it, wheat? I forget what it cost, how many omars or whatever it were, and nobody could afford it. But there was a prophet who said, you know, tomorrow at this time you'll be able to buy wheat in the marketplace for like nothing. And that was the time that God completely wiped out the enemy that had camped around them, and they disappeared, leaving billions and billions of dollars or whatever worth of stores, wheat, gold, jewelry, and everything. And the next day, the price of wheat was next to nothing. So right now, some people are in a recession, not Thomas, and not us, really, because we know people that are making more money than they've ever made in their life right now. So that's always the case, if you just remember your law of physics, that every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So when something is going this way, over here, it's going that way. So keep that in mind. Anyway, that's my testimony. Arlene, listen carefully. Bye.
Praise God and good morning. Are we happy today? Well, this is a combat unit. And we have been in combat, and we have been having some great victories. Before we take the children out to classes, we're going to have some prayer requests. And we've had some marvelous stuff happening to us, and I'd like to share them with you. So let's start with you want some praise? You ready for some praise? Now, this is from Germany, from a British guy living in Germany. And just a short background, he was born in England, had a dysfunctional family. His dad was in the British Army, World War II, and he had a bad upbringing. And he had dyslexia and was beat up in school and so on. He ended up with a tremendous arrested development spirit and hate for his father and mother. And he's about 47 years old, traveled around the world, and met a German lady, married her, lived in Germany. And then one day, probably about maybe 6 months ago, he ran across a website. And Peter told me some time back, this guy's buying everything. So I says, well, most likely he's not a German. He wasn't. So anyway, we had contact with him. I talked to him on the phone. And so the first thing he was going to do was forgiveness. We just heard Bob talk about. And so he's doing really great. And he got Crystal Dynamics 1 going through that. He's going through a lot of things. And we got this email from him that came in Saturday. Wow, this is a fantastic. The Bible in one page. That's what we have in Crystal Dynamics. I am writing it out by hand, and my faith is being strengthened. I declare that I can do all things through Christ. Wow, Michael. Which strengthened me. This really is the power of God's word. This daily walk is what I always wanted but could not see. And then he gives Philippians 4:13, and his name is Peter. Now, let me tell you how God works. He had told me the day before, he had written the email he's going to write, actually called his dad. And I felt led to call him. So I got into him, and there's a nine-hour difference. So he told me this. He said, you know, I tried to call my dad this morning, but he was busy. They had people there. I couldn't do it. I'm going to call him in just about an hour. I said, thank you. Because he was going to unload on his dad and tell him, Dad, you've been lousy, no good. My problems is because of you. I said, that is not how you do forgiveness. So I was able to show him some things. I said, now you just tell your dad, Dad, I forgive you. Please forgive me for what I've done. I'd like to rebuild a relationship. And so he did that. Turned out very nice. He wrote the letter to him. And so here's another man that was lost in his sins, but God found his praising God. So we're going to pray for him today and just praise God. Now, here's some more good news. Randy was here last week, and Cheryl Hoyam from Indiana are doing great. Today, they are being baptized in water through immersion, and they are growing leaps and bounds after deliverance, and they are very thankful to God and to his people in Sacramento that helped them. Their joy level is very high. Now, here is how well Randy learned. I told him this. I said, now when you get home, there might be some friction with your wife, you know, on and off. I said, what you do is, if there is a problem, stop, pray, and start praising the Lord. Well, he had to practice that because he'd been home about a day or so, and his wife was a little bit cranky side, and they started getting into an argument, and Randy said, stop. We are going to pray, and we're going to be praising God. His wife says, okay. So after they were done praising God, the argument was out the door. So I'm happy that some people are listening. Amen. Now, this is from New York. This is Eric Sims. He's back again in the cooker. Eric Sims is meeting with a pastor that's going to run the Christian school that Noah John has been attended. He's also trying to rally the parents of the other children. Let us pray that God will use Eric to straighten out the school to become a strong Christian school. And he told me on the phone last night, he said, I will do everything I learned, and we're going to change our situation here. So we're going to pray for him today for that. All right, here we go. This now we're going to get into some needs. And some of you might say, but I don't know if I want to pray for this or not. My wife and I, we got some good friends, Ken and Dolly Anderson. And Ken is he was into health. We had him in 1990 in our church where he was teaching a seminar on health. And they've been good friends with us for over the years. Now, Ken and his wife decided many, many years ago not to pay taxes. And so they didn't pay taxes for years and years. And it caught up with them about last year. And they had to, they simply realized that they could have two things happening. They could either get it over with, or they can go to prison a long time. So they pleaded guilty, and they were both sentenced to 1 year in a federal prison. And they were carted off. Now, they worked for Manatech. They were probably having an income maybe of $200,000 to $300,000 a year. And they lived, you know, very nice life. So they got carted out to prison. And they've been in prison, in federal prison now for about 6 months. And then something happened. Somebody did something. And I want to read this to you. This is from their son, Troy. I want to give you an update on my parents. My mom has been moved to San Bernardino, and my dad's been moved to a different area of his prison. They've both been transferred to solitary confinement cells. We just found out that someone filed paperwork without their consent, knowledge or permission, and because of that, the Federal Bureau of Prisons is conducting an investigation and holding them in solitary as a punishment. Now, they are up in their mid-60s. This move has been extremely rough for my mom. She's been given much tighter restriction as well as worse facilities. She was held for a week without being given any reading glasses, books, paper, pens, or anything. We just found out this morning they were shortly given some commissary items, and they are supposed to be sending some of her personal belongings she collected at Victorville. We all know and trust in God's sovereignty and pray for His will to be done, but we are asking for focused prayer and petition on behalf, as well as wisdom for my siblings and I. We realize that most things that can be done now is prayer, so please pray. Now, these people have lived an upright life except they didn't pay taxes. And of course, they say taxes are voluntary. You don't have to pay them. That's what the government says. And they took the government by their word. But you can imagine a homemaker. Now, she has four children, been a homemaker for years, and then suddenly ended up in prison. Then ending up in solitary confinement, where you don't see anyone. You have 1 hour a day. You get out in the little exercise yard, and then you're inside. It's hard. So we're going to pray for them today that God will minister there and help them to get out. All right. Prayer is needed for Nadine Walby. She's in the hospital. She took a bad fall a week ago. She's not strong enough to live alone at home and needs more care. Up to now, Lois has been her support, taking her to doctors and doing many other things for her. The job is not too hard for Lois to handle, and we need to pray that Nadine's daughter, Chris, will come to Sacramento and take care of matters. And then, the oil. The oil speculator drew up the price of oil this week to $76.04. Last week, oil fell by $6.72. But they were only able to drive it up $3.95. The rumors this week was that oil inventories in the U.S. were low, and that was all they needed to drive up the price. The world bankster, George Soros, is part of the speculation in the world. But his latest evil investment is to pour millions of dollars to try to pass the initiative on the fall ballot in California to legalize marijuana. He does not even live in California, but he wants to force legal marijuana on the people and enslave them further. Can you imagine how this man, George Soros, an American-Hungarian Jew, he is good for billions of dollars, lives some other place, and he's putting millions of dollars into California so that our young people will begin to smoke pot as it is legal. Regardless of how bad things look like, God can and will send confusion and confound these evil speculators. And the last prayer request we have here, we're going to pray for Karen Leach. She's right now going through a personal crisis in her life, and she needs prayer that you'd be able to come out victorious. So those of you that like to pray, would you come up right now, and we're going to seek God in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we just now pray for Nadine Walby. We ask that you would heal her right now and make her so that she's able to care for herself more. But we also ask that her daughter, Chris, would be and convicted and drawn to come to Sacramento and help. And because up to this time, she has had no family caring for her, just Lois. And Lois has been a great blessing to her. But we ask that Chris would also have this desire to come and take care of her mother. And we put Nadine right now in your hands, Father, in Jesus' name.
Father God, I want to lift up the Anderson family, the father and mother that are in prison. And Lord, we know that the IRS declares that federal income tax is voluntary. But we also know that if you don't volunteer, they want to put you in prison. So it's quite the program. And Father, we come against this situation in the prison where they've confined them in solitary confinement, don't know all the details, but we know that you are sovereign even over the prison system. And we thank you, Father, that they would be released very quickly back into the general population, that they would be able to hold some Bible studies in the prison, and that there would be a great shaking there. And we thank you for your anointing to fall upon both of them as they are ministers of the gospel in the prison, Lord. And that many people would come to know Christ as their Savior as a result of their being there. And then also we pray for a speedy release. The debt to be forgiven or forgotten. And we pray also, Lord, for some righteousness to reign throughout the Internal Revenue Service, Lord, and the tax code in the United States and everything that goes along with it, Lord. And the permit process, I don't believe that the Apostle Peter needed a fishing license. But you know, it's all about extorting money from people. And Father, we thank you for some changes and for some justice and some righteousness to reign in America in the laws. In Jesus' name. And also, Lord, some justice for these white-collar criminals, that they would be punished and they would have to do their time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just come to you, giving you all the praise and honor and glory for this day, Lord God. Thanking you for your Holy Spirit that dwells within us and your Son Jesus that died on the cross for us, Lord God. And Lord, I come to you just knowing that you are taking care of the oil situation, Lord God, and the prices have not climbed into the 80s and 90s dollars a barrel, Lord God, but it's been holding right around 73 and 76 dollars, Lord God. Lord, I just know that we don't have a shortage of oil in America. It's another lie by the oil ministry and the people that are in charge of trying to drive prices up, Lord God. I mean, after all, we got oil spilling in the Gulf, and we got lots of it down there, Lord. Lord, I just come to you, Lord, that you will take care of this situation, Lord God, with the prices of oil going higher and higher. Lord, drive them down. I pray and ask you for this, Lord God. And George Soros trying to put his money into California for passing the marijuana in America and California. We don't want any part of it. I don't believe it. I don't believe in one part of it, Lord God, that we need it here in California. And I rebuke it. I renounce the practice of it, and I break the curses of them. Lord God, cast them demons to the ground and make them deaf, dumb, and blind in the name of Jesus. It is a lie and lies, Lord God. And I just hope and pray that people that are out there listening will pray mightily that we do not want marijuana passed in California. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up to you this need with the Sims family, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that they're not alone in this mission and this project that they have undertaken. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving Eric or Lord Eric Sims the anointing, the power. Fill his mouth with your words. And whatever is needed to be said there, Lord, I pray that you be there with him, O Lord, and guide him and directing him, and let every word that comes out of his mouth is from the Holy Spirit, we pray in the name of Jesus, that will bring such a conviction in that school, the principal and the leadership in that school. We pray, Lord, that you bring such a conviction that they will have to make changes. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. As he goes there, Lord, he's not going alone. He's an ambassador for Christ. And he's carrying a mission, O Lord, that led by the Spirit of God. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we are going to hear a praise report from the Sims family. And we want to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, we just thank you and praise you for Randy and Cheryl's deliverance, and that he came to California. He liked what she got, and he wanted it, and he got it. We just thank you and praise you. And Father, we thank you that he stood forward and as the man in the family and said, we're going to pray, we're not going to argue. And they had victory in Jesus. And we thank you for their baptism in water. And we also thank you for the baptism in the Holy Spirit for both of them when it's your timing. Thank you and praise you, Lord. And Father God, the last thing the Holy Spirit had me say to Randy was, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And he's got it, and she's got it, and we just thank you for that. And we thank you and praise you that he took the time to come here. We fed him dinner one night, and all he talked about was his family, his wife and his daughter. And they adopted a little girl from China, and a woman down the street that's a friend of Cheryl's went with her, and they adopted a little girl from China. So she has a friend right in the neighborhood. That's beautiful, Lord. Only you do those things. And we thank you and praise you for their continued victory in Jesus in everything they attempt to do, and their growth in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Father, we thank you for this praise report that we have from Peter when it comes to Christian dynamics and being able to look at this life work that has been put together. And Father, we know that as we read the Bible, there's a lot of truth and nuggets in there, but sometimes they're scattered about, and this Bible in one page has taken a lot of those things together and put this puzzle together in a way that opens it up for a lot of people. So, Father, we thank you that it is having its intended work, and it is going out and is doing what it's meant to accomplish, and that is to draw people to you, to strengthen their faith in you when they see how the Bible is laid out, that it was written over thousands of years and different authors, and they all agree with each other. There's no contradictions. So, Father, when it comes to this man Peter and reading through this, Father, we just ask that he would just be like a sponge, that he would continue soaking it up, and that as he reads the Bible, he reads this course one, that it will have its intended effect, and he will have a life change. And it will be that life that Jesus was talking about, that abundant life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I lift up our sister Karen, to you. And Father, in this emergency that she is having some crisis in her life where she probably has to make a decision and she wants it to be the right one, Father, whatever it is, you know what it is. And Lord God, she's calling on you and she's trusting you for an answer. And we support that, Lord, and we ask you, all of us together, to be with her in a mighty way, to keep her focused on what she is to do for you, Lord, and what you want her to do that will benefit her life that will be the answer she's seeking. Father God, she's putting all her trust in you, and we also do that, Lord God. And we lift her up and we support her. Father, we ask you to send your angels to minister to her, to speak to her through the Holy Spirit, and to guide her through the Word as she studies your Word, and have her find her answers in the Word and in your communication to her, and in every way, Lord God, that she will be absolutely sure of your will in her life at this time, and that she will handle this situation with the power of God behind her, that she will handle the situation knowing that you are there, that you are always with her, and that you will not ever let her down. Father God, we thank you and strengthen her and give her new courage and new hope. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that these prayers have been answered in advance as we prayed them here today. And I want to thank you, Father God, right now for touching people in different places around the world, Lord, as they are watching us. And we thank you right now that we can come in faith, knowing that you have heard us, they will be answered, and in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And we thank you, we praise you for that now, in Jesus' name. And all who agreed said, amen and amen. Praise God, you may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out.